Gimel. When you read the first psukim in Perek Gimel, sounds like Shlomo HaMelech is not being mechadish anything. He's saying something very basic, and mistame a third grader would be able to say it for sure, maybe even an advanced second grader. The pasuk reads, "Lakol zman ve'eis lakol chayfetz tachas hashemayim." Everything has a time. Everything has a time. Okay. I think everybody understands that. It goes and explains. Eis l'rodes, eis l'mus, eis l'tas, eis l'akon etua. And then he talks about basic feelings. Eis l'vkos. There's a time to cry. For states of chalavaya, you cry. Rashi says, Eis Lufkos. Rashi says, B'tisha B'av. Okay, it's understood. There's a time to cry. Ve'Eis Rikot. So Rashi, Eis Rikot, B'chassan of the Kalas. So this I need Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech has to tell me that there are tkufas in the world and there's time for everything and that sometimes you have to cry and sometimes you have to be happy. That's the Chochmah Shlomo. That's the wisdom. It's Knois Avonim. Anyway, in each one of these things, there's tremendous amount of Midrash Chazal. What's hidden behind? Famous Vilna Goyen. Vilna Goyen says that by all the Zmanim, it says, with a Lamed. Eis L'chabek, Eis L'mashek, Eis L'redes, Eis L'mos. By Sfoid and Rekoid, it just says, Eis Sfoid ve Eis Rekoid. It's a time to give a hespit, to eulogize. And Eis Rekoid doesn't say, Rekoid. So the Gaon says that Shlomo HaMelech was being Meramez, the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Taf Yud Zayin, Nevat Mon Tamu Torah, Lo Tzas, HaMeis, Uach Moses Kala, Yilad HaMevat Al Torah. For Levaya, for Chasen. The name of the Lamed, which stands for Limud, he took out by Sfoid and Rekoid. To be Meramez, to him tells that for Chasen, for Levaya, Rachman al-Islam, there's a Lamed, the Lamed is missing. The Limud is missing. But again, everything here seems too simple. Everything here seems too simple. So we'll jump to the Maral. And then we'll try to land somewhere in the middle. Maharal is not for us right now. But the Maharal just makes a general statement. He is oimed on the difference between Zman and Eis. Shlomo HaMelech says two things here. He says Zman and Eis. The Malbim in many places explains that Zman refers to a time, partial time, like now it's 5 to 2. That's the Zman. The Zman now is 5 to 2. And the Malbim holds that Eis is a Tkufa. Eis refers to a time period. Okay? So in other words, let's say you have the Tkufas HaGoinim. Right? It's more than just an hour or a date. It reflects an atmosphere, an environment, a situation. It's a deeper way of connecting to a specific Zman. That's how the Malbim understands, in general, the difference between Zman and Eis. The Malbim, the Maharal, goes a little bit different than the Malbim. He says that Zman refers to something which is not Agashmi, Zman Matan Torah. Zman refers to something that's Ruchnius. And Eis refers to something that has an essence, a physical essence. Eis l'kol chayfetz. That's the Maharal. And this goes on and on. And those of you that are interested, you can look into Tiferes Yisrael. He has a tremendous arichas on it. And I'm not quite sure that after you finish, it'll be any more clear than it is before you started. But that's the Maharal. The Maharal. I want to try to give you something between Pshutei Shel Mikra, between the simple reading of the Pasuk, and the Maral, to get a little bit of a better understanding what Shlomo HaMelech is teaching us over here with Zman and Eis and Sod and Rekoit. You know, there's another question they ask, that not all of these Lashonis that Shlomo HaMelech is using here really are parallel to each other. Now, it's quickly, it sounds like it's, you know, happiness and sadness, but it's not the way it reads. When he says, lispoit, right, he doesn't say to be bitzar. Hesped is something you do when you're a bitzar. You give a hesped. But hesped alone doesn't describe tzar. It's something you're doing. You're giving a hesped. If somebody was hired to be a maspid, like they used to have what they called safdonim, right? In the time of the Gemara, they would hire safdonim. Those of you that learned Ksubas last year, came out of you, remember that in one of the Tanoi Ksuba, when a husband is hired to take care of his wife, he has to take care of her burial. And then there's a discussion what he has to provide for the Kvura. Chalilim, whatever they used to have, what the minig was, in a place where there was saftonim, you have to provide saftonim. This was their job, they were professionals. I don't want to chasam speak bad about saftonim, but mistama, a lot of saftonim weren't very sad. They were hired to be saftonim. Right? In Maseches Kedushim, we find it says, Tov Shebarei from Ligehenim. So one of the explanations that Rishonim give, Tov Shebarei from Ligehenim, is because they have an Ayin Ra. Because they make money from people being sick. I would think that a Safton has worse of an Ayin Ra by nature. A guy is hired to give a eulogy, right? A doctor, at least, he wants you alive. If you're dead, he calls the Chevra Kaddish. He makes money when you're alive. Right? I always tell that the couples when they come to me for Shalom Bayis. But me, they come to me once, twice, three times, then it's one or the other it's taken care of. I mean, I'm not seeing couples for 5 years. So sometimes, Baruch Hashem, we have Siyata D'Shmaya, we can make peace. Right? So sometimes they tell me, I understand, we've been in therapy already for years. This is what's sad. We sat down a couple times with the kid. Sometimes even a couple is divorced, and I have to mediate between the couple. Also, they can go with a lawyer for 10 years. Sometimes you sit down with a rav, one or two times, you can take care of it. What's going on? So I said, Pshat is very pleasant. I don't get paid when I help couples. Baruch Hashem, I don't want to get paid. And when they offer money, I will refuse to take. So the mailer by me, if a couple comes, what's good for me is this thing should end as quick as possible. There should be peace between them as quick as possible. Because if there's no peace, then I'm spending more time. Okay? If I was being paid $300 an hour, like some therapists are paid, to sit down with them, I don't want them to be shown bias. Because then they say shalom to me. And I don't want them to say shalom to me. I want it to be barachim l'shalom. Not tzeichim l'shalom. So in the way, I want progress because then they'll stop using me. But it would be good for me if throughout life I could be of help. Let's see each other once a week. At my best. L'maisa, doctor l'choya, at least he wants the personal life. A saftim, not necessarily want the personal life. Because you can't give a hesped when the guy's almost dead, unless you're like a conservative guy. You know the shayla that I asked? Bianca Miller said he had a gevaldik shayla. He said a conservative guy came to him with a shayla. What was the shayla? He says, there was a conservative guy, he was a retailer. So you know in holiday season, in the late December till the beginning of January, that's the best time for retailers, they make the most money. So this guy, Nebuch, this conservative guy, his father was very sick. And it looked like he's going to die right around there. Meanwhile, at the beginning of December, the doctors say he could live for another 3-4 weeks, but it doesn't look good. So the son is thinking, he's a traditional conservative Jew, he should shiva. But he's thinking, I don't want to sit shiva during the best week of business. So he went to his rabbi. He asked his rabbi a shaila, can I pre-sit shiva? So he asked his rabbi if he could sit shiva now, for his father's going to die in a couple of weeks. He explained to him the whole problem, he's in business. So the rabbi taka felt bad for him. The rabbi said, listen, normally, of course, shiva is observed after death. But in your case, we'll make an exception. Yes, you can sit shiva immediately. So everything was taken care of. He says, then the rabbi gets a knock on the door. An old man, he's with a walker, he's barely breathing, knocks on the door. Who are you? I'm the guy who's dying. So what are you here for? He said, maybe the guy's kindness on him. He said, I just want to know, do I Menachem Avel? Do I have to go Menachem Avel myself for sitting shiva on me? Look at the man, Shaya. Yeah? When I say, the anhoga of a hesped is something else in a sad environment, but it's not an expression of sadness itself. The same thing required. Dancing. Okay? Dancing is not simcha. You dance by a simcha. But dancing is, you know, is not joy itself. It's a hanhoga. So I'm just making an observation, Rabbi Sai, that Shlomo HaMelech is not necessarily here talking about the actual feeling. He's talking about the hanhoga. And I think, Rabbi Sai, that's really one of the important messages that's being brought out here. There's, like I said, there's a tremendous amount to discuss here. I just want to tell you a push at the pshat. The job, the avoid of a person, is not just to follow what's going on. To follow what the environment is now. That's not the job of a person. The job of a person is to see what's needed in this time and to plug in the right avoider for this time. And it could be that it's the middle of a chasana. And right now the job is to bring a serious moment to the chasana. I'm not saying that. It's a gemara brachas. The meaning of breaking a glass, the shaila where it came from, big mevucha, the shaila in the rishonim. It's even a shaila halacha went to break it. In the gemara and brachas it's put down, they broke it in the middle of the suda. They buy a chasana, the kabelech tuve, and they were over there, the joy went out of range a little bit. So one of the Amalayim, the father of the Chosin one, and he broke the Kli, an expensive cup he broke by the Chasana to get people to chew out. Not so happy. To break the joy a little bit. Because the Kal Shreish, Rabbeinu Yehuda explains, Kal Shreish was getting out of hand. It was inappropriate. Okay? So really what he was doing was plugging in a different feeling to this moment. Even though it was a Chasana. So on a very surface level, it was inappropriate what he was doing. What are you doing? There's a chasana. What are you ruining the festivities? But the pshat is the avoda for this moment wasn't to increase the joy. The job for this moment was the opposite, was to decrease the joy. And that's why some places the minhag taka is to break the cup, not by the chuppah, doing the chasana. Our minigrad is to break the chup earlier based on the Ramah. We hold it small zeichel chum. And we break it by the chuppah. Not the way it's put down in the Gemara. Some places have a minute to do both. Side by the chuppah and side by the chasam. Shlomo HaMelech is coming and telling us that your job as an Oved Hashem is to do the right thing for the moment. To plug in the right avoda for this particular moment. To just say to be joyous by a chasam is not the point. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech Tavka doesn't say eis l'smoyach. It's not eis l'smoyach. That's what only Shlomo HaMelech for. To tell us that when happy things are going on, be happy. That's Shlomo HaMelech. We don't need Chachma Shlomo for that. Shlomo is telling us, you have to be deeper than that. You have to look at the particular moment. And you have to bring the right nekuda to that moment. It may be by a chasana, and it's a time to spoil in this moment. It may be you're in the house of an oval. It may be you're in the house of an oval, and now it's an ace record. Doesn't mean you should get up and make a dance. But you should bring simcha to the oval. You have to elevate the oval. Could be this is the moment, the opposite. And that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. It's a whole different idea. There's a Zman and there's an Ace. And your job is to plug in the two elements. Not just to follow what's happening. That's not your avodah. I always say over, I mean, for years, I said over years ago to Ma'aseh, but when I first heard the Ma'aseh, I repeated it many times because it was so, it affected me in such a way that they say, and again, I don't know if it was, but they say it over was Avraham Yashiv. The Avraham Yashiv was walking down the street. And this is when he was a young man. Rav Yashiv was a shy type of person, quiet, this. And there was the middle of a protest. The protest was being made against the new movements that were restricting women from different things. They're having a pro-feminist movement. And one of the speakers, as Rav Yashiv, or whoever it was, as one of the Gedolim, was walking down the street, one of the speakers got up and said that all of the negativity of the woman that comes from the Haredim, from the female, they're the ones that are negative. And this Gadol B'Yisrael, when he was a young man, and shy and embarrassed type of person, quiet, reserved, he waited for the person to finish. And he said, "Can I say a couple of words?" Like, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? But it was so out of character, and it was so weird, that they decided to let him speak. So he got up and he says, "My friends," he says, "I just heard, as I was walking down the street, how the Haredim, the Torah Kedosha, has negative feelings about women, and put the woman down. So I want to explain one thing to everybody. What is the holiest day of the year in Kippur? Who's the holiest man? Kohen Gadol. Where is the holiest place? The Kodesh Kadosh. There's only one day a year where all those things come together. Yom Kippur. The five of them. Kohen Gadol goes the five of them. He said, there's one thing that could stop the Kohen Gadol from going in. If he doesn't have a wife. God's Klal Yisrael could be waiting for the Kohen Gadol. We need him. Kohen Gadol's wife dies? Canceled. Isha Acheres Mesaknim Lo'i. Shema Thomas Ishtoi. Right? That's one of the Cheshbonis in the Mishnah according to one Tana. He says, as far as I'm concerned, in our Torah, it puts the woman all the way up on a pedestal. You may not like the Halachas, but that's as far as I'm concerned. When he came back to Yerushalayim, and he told over the Ma'aseh, so his Chaverim told him, they couldn't even believe he did it. You did that? You got up on Kikar Dinfengrof in the middle of a bunch of fire people in the middle of the town square, and you made a speech? We can't even get you to speak here. What's going on? So he turned, again, I heard it was a Vagashev, he turned and he said, that moment, that was my avoid at that moment. It wasn't my character. It was out of character. But at that moment, the fact that Hashem put me in that place, hearing those words at that time, I had a chiyuv to get up. I did what I had to do. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. Shlomo Melech is not saying, be happy when it's joyous and be sad when it's not. And that's not his point. Shlomo Melech is saying, overcome whatever your feelings are. Overcome. And that's why he uses the revelation. Zman and Ace. Overcome and plug in the right thing for that particular moment. And your avodah is to bring the right ruach. The whole world would look like a different world. You know, when I give shiur and that, you guys are still not holding their shalom bias. One thing I tell couples, that shavuot chomer, should tell to every couple. I say, one of the biggest mistakes, but it could apply to a bocher in any friendship. So one of the biggest mistakes people make in a relationship is, when does a husband complain to his wife? When he's angry. When he's angry, he complains. When does a wife complain to the husband? When she's angry. When do two friends complain to each other about each other? When they're upset about something. I said, I have one Eitzah Tov that's Shovel L'chol Nefesh. Whatever your list of complaints are, whatever your complaints are, first of all, probably 70% of the list you should throw out. But even 30%, that's worth something, right? You know when you should tell it to your wife? When you're both sitting on the couch, having a geshmak shmooze, and everything is gevaldik. Nobody does it then. They do it megalgal and mesakol. When I'm angry anyway, then I'll give up. Then I'll lay on all my complaints and all my tainus. That's what I'm saying, no. Like Kol Zman Veis. The most productive time is if you give somebody criticism when you're in a spirit of ava. Then you give it properly and then it's received properly. Instead, people do the opposite. I always tell Rabbeim, you want to call a Talmud and to give a Musa? Start with a compliment. Start with a compliment. If you're very upset on the Talmud, don't even give a Musa right now. First, chill out. Take a tranquilizer. Lakol's man ve'eis tachas ha'shamayim. That's what Shlomo Melech is saying. The opposite of the way you would read it. When it's happy, be happy. When it's sad, be sad. That will be Shlomo Melech. He's saying, overcome the moment. Analyze what I'm supposed to do now. And plug in the ace to this man. That's Shlomo Melech's message.